This is Ozarks at Large. This month, Theater Squared is presenting My Father's War, a play from T2's artistic director Bob Ford about the experiences in World War II of his father-in-law, Art Herzberg. The play was first presented several years ago when T2 was still in Nadine Baum Studios across the street from their current home. In both productions, Art Herzberg is portrayed by his daughter, Amy Herzberg. My Father's War brings to stage stories Amy heard her father tell for years. Bob Ford says the idea for a play about Art's experiences developed for him when he and Amy were at a museum in France near where Art crawled up Utah Beach as part of the Normandy invasion. Bob Ford says Amy was on a payphone talking to her father who was living in Phoenix, and he was relating to her his memories of that time. Bob Ford says Art Herzberg is the uncredited co-author of the play. And, by the way, Art is a fan of the work. He first saw it performed in dress rehearsal for the Nadine Baum studio version and has taken in a few performances this time around, too, including a performance on the night of June 2nd, his 96th birthday. Sunday afternoon, following a production of the show, he got on stage to discuss the portrayal of his 19-year-old self. He told the audience in the West Theater that when Bob and Amy visited him in Phoenix years ago to start the process that would become My Father's War, well, Art wasn't convinced it was all going to work.
And I talked for 3.5 hours. And he said he's going to make a play out of it. And I said, it's impossible. You can't do it. And I guess I was wrong.
Art says about 95% of what we see in My Father's War is true. The stories he repeated to Amy when she was growing up were mostly what Art calls a Jerry Lewis movie kind of experience. There was the time he was ordered to crawl up to a pillbox, that is, a German machine gun fort, and lob a grenade into it. Dangerous, dangerous work for anybody, but especially for a 19-year-old kid from Chicago. He crawled under barbed wire to reach the pillbox and then did something he wasn't supposed to do, but he was a 19-year-old kid from Chicago.
They told me, he said two seconds. I was told, take the grenade, go up to that pillbox. I had to crawl through barbed wire, and just like you saw, when I got the other side of the barbed wire, I went and I waved to them, and they waved back to me, just like you saw.
Bob Ford says he wants to stop the play every time to tell the audience that really happened. Art really turned around and waved to his fellow soldiers before he lobbed the grenade into the pillbox. Oh, and about that grenade.
He says, you've got 5 seconds. He says, you let the handle fly off. He says, and make sure that you do it within 5 seconds. Throw it into the pillbox. So I said, okay. And I did just like they told me to. I let the handle fly off, and it started going zzzz like that. I thought it was going to drop it. I took it. I threw it into that hole, which was about that deep. It stopped and started to roll back to me.
Yes, the live grenade started to roll back to him, so he used his rifle to shove it back into the pillbox. He says the soldiers watching this were convinced Art wasn't going to make it long enough to crawl back to them, but he did.
But years later, not too long ago, I read that a 5-second grenade will quite often go off in 3 seconds.
Bob Ford, the playwright and the son-in-law of Art Herzberg, says he remembers distinctly watching his father-in-law watch the play.
There's another thing I remember from that, from many things, experiences of watching my dad-in-law watch a play that I had attempted to write about his very real experiences. And it was the first time he did a reading of it, and a staged reading. And I went up to you at the intermission. I was hyper-conscious of how silly those stories looked when they were being performed. And I went up to you and, gosh, I hope you remember what I remember you said. Do you remember what I said? What you said? I basically said, so it just feels really silly. And Are we respecting your experience?
And?
This is good, so I can make it, yeah. And what you said to me was, oh, no, that's what I've been trying to tell you. It was a Jerry Lewis movie. That's what it was.
There are funny moments throughout much of My Father's War, but there is one story, and we're not going to give away spoilers since the production runs through the 20th of this month, but there was one story, and this is war, and it wasn't just Jerry Lewis stuff. The heart of My Father's War is about a story Amy didn't hear from Art as a child, but later as an adult. And it's a far more serious story. Art says the first time he saw the play, it affected him.
She said, I am the girl that my father would have had if your father didn't kill my father. And I burst into tears. And I apologized. And Bob said, no. He said, we couldn't buy that.
So can you be in that? Can you be in the audience for every performance, please?
Art had 211 days in combat and spent 2.5 months in the hospital after the Battle of the Bulge. He was awarded the Bronze Star. The play also examines the anti-Semitism Art experienced during his combat duty, and Sunday afternoon he was asked about that. He says he didn't have to be in the Army to experience anti-Semitism directed toward him.
And the majority of the people who you would say are anti-Semitic are really decent people. They're Americans. They get up in the morning, they go to work, they do their job, they come home. But way down deep inside of them, they got this from their parents or their parents' parents, who some guy went to work and got laid off by a Jewish employer, and he went home and talked about the rotten Jews, and the little kid, he heard that. Who's he going to believe? He's going to believe Mommy and Daddy. I'm not saying that's the root of all that, but I grew up in a neighborhood in Chicago. Believe it or not, we were the only Jewish family. I went to school from second grade to graduation, eighth grade. And I was the only Jewish kid in the school, except my sister, when she was old enough to come in. And I lived with that kind of stuff. I found out that the best antidote to what was going on with these kids, I mean, we're 8 years old, 10 years old, little kids, is to stand up to them. And my dad, who was a prize fighter, taught me. He said, Art, he says, there's only one punch in a fight, the first one. He says, if you hit first, they won't hit back.
During the course of Sunday's conversation, Art was thanked for his bravery.
I'm not sure if I was brave. I was probably more scared not to do it than to do it. And I hate to say this to you guys, but it's because I'm Jewish and because so many people felt the way they felt. And I said, and pardon my language, you, I'm just as tough as you are.
96-year and 5-day-old Art Herzberg Sunday afternoon on the stage at Theater Squared talking about his life, his experiences with World War II, and the play inspired by them, My Father's War, by Bob Ford. My Father's War is at Theater Squared through June 20th, and it takes you through the Jerry Lewis moments and the other ones, too. And maybe Art doesn't think he was brave when he completed daredevil mission after daredevil mission, but after the curtain call, you might think differently. You can find out more about the show at theater2.org.